Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Since the start of quarantine, social media users around the world have shared their struggles with mental health this past year. With restaurants and businesses being shut down to the constant number change of COVID cases, 2020 has been a long year for many. Among that many are your kids. Now that most classes are online, your little one's school experience is much different than they would have imagined. From taking 8-hour classes at home to not being able to see their friends every day, quarantine can be hard on your children. The effects of COVID-19 impact everyone, including your little ones. So please, check on your kids. Their mental health is just as important as your own.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and be sure to keep it locked.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're hashtag on air.
Back at it again.
Back at it again with Miscellaneous Music Season 2, Episode 3. And I'm sure you, many of you are hearing a familiar voice right now. Who could it be?
Oh, who could it be?
Who could it be? Who could it be? Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
How old are you?
I'm 4 years old.
You're the youngest person ever.
Hey, guys. It's Maddie. W.
Maddie Dubs.
Not with Maddie.
Maddie Dubs
time,
is my
guys.
Father calls you.
What?
Maddie Dubs is my father calls you.
Yes. So many nicknames.
So many nicknames. Okay. Sorry. I was checking if my dad texted me. Go ahead. That's it? Nothing else to say?
I'm not training this time, but
Maddie's
I also,
not
like,
training.
Am in a way.
We do have someone training today, though.
We do.
Yeah. Which is fun. So I may or may not be in the mic a little less. I said that last time and then I was talking for like 50 minutes, so we're gonna see how that goes. There's no theme for today. Once again, we're kind of just going through the motions. Our first song is some Lucerafim.
Yes,
I get the
song. I don't think I know this song though.
You haven't listened to this song yet?
Mm-mm. I am different. I've probably heard it on TikTok, but
it's so good.
Is this a new album?
No, it was just it's a Japanese release, actually. Yeah, it's a Japanese single. That's all I got. It's a Japanese single. They have an English version of it. And it's really cute. They do this little, like, ding, jump, and it's really fun.
When did it come out?
Like, a few months ago. It came out this year. Okay. It came out, like, August,
sorry,
July.
Guys. Sorry, guys. I'm not locked in.
I'm still Seraphim pilled, I swear. June 8th. Me when I lie.
Sound like a kind of a while ago.
Me when I lie, it came out June 8th, so yeah. This is our first song for today. I like this song a lot, actually. When it first came out, I think I listened to it like a bunch, and then I kind of fell off. I haven't listened to the English version yet because I'm flopping. I wish I saw them in Newark. That's all I have to say. I miss them. I've never seen them ever, but I miss them. But yeah, it's first song for today. I hope you enjoy, and that's that. See ya.
We'll be right back.
I didn't even turn Maddie's mic on. I'm so sorry, guys. Me when I'm not locked in. Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anyways, what did we think of that song?
It was good. I feel like I've definitely kind of heard it before, but I've never really, like, you know, fully listened to the album or the song.
I just really like the Seraphim. I'm just, like, the goat. I'm just a glazer. Like, I like them a lot. Like, I don't know. I feel like different is a really good... I feel like K-pop groups... A Japanese release is always going to be such a good release.
Hey, yeah.
Japanese release, oh my goodness. And this is my Alani talks about 17 and TXT. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every single Japanese song they've released has been fire. And I stand by that.
Which group?
TXT and 17.
Okay. 17
specifically. I've heard more of 17's Japanese releases than TXT's. Mm-hmm. I really, really like 24 Hours. I really, really like... I don't remember what it is in Japanese. Mm-hmm. I did take Japanese first semester, guys. I just don't remember how to speak it. I'm not fluent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really good. Big fan of that. Next is Ricky Montgomery.
Yes!
Wait,
loud because I sound so loud to myself?
I feel like I sound, and we might have just spiked the mic.
I'm like backing as far away as possible.
I just don't want, because then everyone said we sound like we were whispering, so now I'm like scared.
Guys, it sounds like I'm whispering. That was no, it's don't say that, isn't it?
What?
Don't say that. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Ricky Montgomery. Guys, again, another great song. Everyone listen to Ricky. I'm always Ricky Montgomery.
Me one, Ricky.
Wait, what was the first one?
That was part of it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
There we go.
Yeah, so that's how I feel in Ricky.
That's how I feel in Ricky, bro.
Yeah, and you want to say anything about the song? You have any lore?
Don't say that. I think I know the lore of this song. It's album Rick, right?
It's from Rick. I don't know if this was what Maddie B chose last
week. Yeah, this is the one Maddie B chose.
Yeah, this was for Maddie. This was for you, Maddie B. We love you. I feel like we sound like we're like screaming in the thing. I'm scared.
I mean, like the lyrics are kind of fire, though. You just have to listen.
I don't think I've heard the song before.
You probably should listen then.
Me when I'm about to play it on my show, so it's so I am. Me when it's about to actively go on the radio.
I don't think I know the lore.
I don't know. So, I don't really have a lot of lore here for this.
Just like don't say that people are bad. I guess.
Don't say that people are bad, or don't say that people are bad. Is,
don't say that. Don't be sad. I think that's what he said. I've never. I.
Yes. Wow.
Wait, I messed up the lyrics. Like guys, I'm working on my. I'm like.
Okay, so
play the song.
Let's just play the song.
it's a good song, guys.
Yeah, it's a really good song. I'm really excited. Let's tune in. Let's go. Don't say that. Didn't get the shock at this time, guys. Look at us go. I'm so proud of us. I like that song. That was cute.
Yeah.
I think every time I hear Ricky's song, I'm like, I like that. That was cute.
All of his songs are cute.
Guys.
All of them are really good.
All of you want to wait. I wonder if there's a sound effect for this. Hold on. I'm locking. All of you want Ricky for OFest so
all
bad.
All of you want Ricky Gomery for all OFest of, so bad. All of you want to. All of you want to hear him. All you want.
All of you want it so blad. Ah! There's no thing for it. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Literally, you guys want him for OFest so bad. You want to put him in the OFest recommendations so bad. You want to see him live so bad. Like, I'm so serious.
Exactly. Guys, please. Please.
What did you send me?
Open it. Look
at I'm scared.
It's Ricky Montgomery. He's in the studio right now. And I
He's said, us.
Yeah.
Wait, he's
I actually
us.
Just sent it to my dad, and I said, me right now. He said, who's that guy? I feel like he I know be
him.
Locked in.
I know him personally.
But he also said...
Wait, is Dominic listening?
Yeah, he said, Dominic! Sophie and I are locked in. So.
Dominic and Sophie!
They're locked in.
These are my goats. I don't think my family's locked in today because I didn't even send the link to them, so I'll do that at some point. And my mom and my dad are in Grenada, so happy mom-dad vacation time
happy
without me.
Vacation, bro.
Without me, but it's fine. Like, it's whatever. I don't even care. Like, whatever. Okay. The next song is some Vampire Weekend.
I only
name the first Vampire Weekend song you know. Go.
Violet Rings. Violet Rings.
How does that sound?
I can't sing it to you.
Don't I know a Vampire Weekend? A-Punk.
Do I know that song?
What does it sound like?
I don't even know if that's a, like, if the song I said was a vampire. Wait.
Me, you, guys. When you, wait. Do you remember what A-Punk sounds like?
I don't listen to that song.
Like, I know the name of the song, and, like, I've definitely heard it before, but, like, I couldn't figure out the song.
No, man. Bro, guys, that was a different.
Oh, guys. Maddie's not indie. Maddie's fake indie.
Wait, that was another indie band, guys. Don't worry.
Wait, I don't remember what. What the heck does A-Punk sound? Guys, wait, we're doing some research.
I definitely know one of their songs. Am I loud?
Are we loud? No, I think we're good. I'm watching.
Okay.
I'm tapped in. I wish I... Let me see what it sounds like. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Everyone, listen to it. Oh!
I know this song.
Okay, guys. That was a little 2 seconds of a because I felt crazy. I'm scared. Okay, no, it's fine.
What are you scared for?
I'm just... The thing is, like, peaking, but, like, I swear every time I put us down, everyone goes, it sounds like you guys are whispering.
I don't know.
So, like, I'm scared. But I feel like I sound loud in my headphones today. But I feel like I always do.
That's what I feel like.
Yes.
Wait, I feel like the same thing.
Wait, I feel... Oh, we're low-key connected, though. We're low-key connected.
We're low-key connected. I mean, I can hear him from your mic.
Okay.
So...
Okay, cool. That's working.
I don't know if it's quieter when you hear
it. It's probably quieter because there's not an actual mic, but it's...
My dad said, duh, even I know Vampire Weekend.
Dominic, guys, you're just number one music guy ever, though. You're just goated like that.
You know, like, how we were listening to Guess the Song?
Oh, my God.
I want to play that with my dad.
Can we play that again when we get home?
Yeah. We can play it with your dad.
Can we do a family weekend?
Yes.
Dominic, come up for family weekend. Dominic, come meet my parents. What? Dominic, Jennifer, and Sophie. And Emma, too, if she wants to come. And Emma's boyfriend.
Caden. He don't care. I didn't even send him the link.
Okay. Next song is Vampire Weekend with Steve Lacy.
Okay.
I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. That is him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or
I think so.
What's that song? RYD? Is it Ride? Red? The red? What? Was that him?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Wait, Me When I Flop, I don't remember what it's called. Wait, guys, wait.
I have no clue what song you're talking about.
No, stop. Like, Dark Red. Like, something bad's about to happen.
What did you say?
RYD.
That's also
that's a song, though, right?
They're both on, like, the same, like,
music. Me when I'm locked in.
Apparently, I'm not locked in.
I don't know, but I feel it coming. Wait, he just released something. Might be so sad. Might leave my nose running. A single. A complete? I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you get... Okay. Anyways, this is Sunflower. I have not heard this song before, but this is also another Maddie B recommendation. We love you, Maddie B.
We miss you.
We miss you. We're gonna be home so soon. So I'm gonna play you Sunflower, and we're all gonna go through this journey together. Let's freaking do it, guys.
I don't know.
Hello. I like that a lot. Big fan of whatever that was. Except I know what it was because I played the song.
What was it called?
Sunflower. Oh. Sunflower. Like Post Malone.
Oh, I did a dance to that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it right now?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
It was like hip hop and it was like 4 years ago.
I think you could do it right now. Longer perfectly than that. Fine.
I'm pretty sure we were like crayons. Don't ask. I don't know.
Professional dance companies always have such interesting visions, you know? Like, I did, fun fact about me, I did hip-hop and salsa for, like, a year. Mm-hmm. And I had to dance to Shining, yeah. That Beyonce song?
I think the weirdest one we ever did was Cake by the Ocean.
I love Cake by the Ocean.
Like, I don't know what the theme was there, and I don't know why we were dancing to that song specifically, but...
I think that's pretty fire. The corkboard in here is, like, distracting me.
This?
That wasn't here last week, right?
No.
I mean, I love it. It's, like, feng shui, but I'm kind of like, whoa. Like, there's new things.
Can I put my own thing up there?
Is nah. that
The Rock?
That's actually John Cena.
Oh.
Different person.
I can't see from over here. I'm sorry.
I love John Cena. I need you to be able to recognize him by silhouette alone.
I'm sorry. My heart.
I loved
her.
Huh?
I don't see him.
He's right there. I see what you're doing. You can't see me because I'm John Cena. Guys, I was a really big wrestling kid when I was a kid.
Were you?
Yeah, I love. I don't think my brother's into this.
Who was a big wrestling?
Really?
Kid. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna go into that. But not a story for on air. But in elementary school, I had this like one guy friend, and he was my friend because he was the only person that was watching WWE. No, I had another. There was me, this girl, and this guy, and we would talk about WWE all the time. And my brothers really liked WWE, so I grew up watching it a lot. Like, I was a really big like WWE fan, and I like still kind of tune in sometimes, but not really. Mm-hmm. I have loved John Cena. Like, my brother, and again, I don't know if you guys are listening, shout out Jacob and Elijah, but they had like a big, like, you know, the fat head things. Yeah. They had like a big fat head of John Cena in their room. It was like the WWE ring, John Cena, and there was I think there was a Derek Jeter one too. My brothers had a really cool room when they were kids. But yeah, so I just love that guy. He's everything to me. I think he's retired. He retired.
I've never watched like WWE, but I've watched like real fighting. Like,
I can't watch that. The thing it's scary,
it's really,
y'all.
It's really interesting. Okay,
it's scary. I can't. I don't like watching people bleed. All. I can't watch boxing. I can't watch UFC.
It's really funny.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
You know I love you and would do anything. I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, it's really interesting. You just have to come to the man cave and like the vibes in there. It's in, and then you watch them fight, and it's interesting.
You're really quiet right now. I don't think anyone can hear anything you're saying. You think you can get a little closer? Yeah, you could back up. You can get close a bit.
I don't know. I sounded really loud to myself, so I went
I'm watching you, and you were like really down on the bar, so I don't think anyone could hear you at all. Actually. Aw.
Aw. Silenced again. I can hear my breathing. It's scary.
Can you feel my heart? Brow, 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 brow. See, now we're loud. This is the problem. I can't figure out. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Anyways, you know what song is next?
I can check.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to.
I could check.
You can't. Probably should.
That's a shout out to my dad. You don't understand.
I'm sorry, Dominic.
You have to lock into the video of a guy talking to telemarketers, and they're just going, they're asking him questions like, can you go get your information? He's like, I could check. Can you go get it right now? Yeah, I could check. That's just the whole video. It's really, really
good. I'm really glad that's like,
and you have to lock into that.
Oh, show it to me on the big TV.
I will.
Yeah, I'm
on
really
the big
excited.
Screen, in our common room.
In our room that we share.
In our room that we share. That on we the couch share. That is Ryan's.
On the couch that is Ryan's, but that.
But
we're
that is
always
also
on.
Ours.
That's on. But he keeps
under the big blanket.
He keeps pushing it back, and my back hurts. And I want to sit up straight on the couch. Ryan, I'm calling you out on the radio. Stop putting the couch back.
I put it back, but I was tired, so I wanted to lay back.
I have to like pull it forward. I felt like so like Superwoman strength. SS Superwoman Schmur.
Schmur.
That was niche. If you were there, you were there. Tori, that one was for you.
Tori, that one's for you. Cosmic's next.
Black Mamba. Mamba. Man, I did that on the Haze 206 floor.
Oh yeah,
that was a night.
What, when you were trying to clean up the
yeah
mess
when made? I dropped soy sauce on the floor because we ordered late night Tiger Sushi DoorDash, and it spilled on the floor, and I didn't okay, this is like a whole like 30 minutes of me being like, it smells like soy sauce in here. That's freaking weird, guys. And I'm like, okay, let me go throw out myself. I run I run to the garbage room. They can hear me running. They heard me run. I run to the garbage room. I go, there's soy sauce on the floor. So I go and I go down and the Aespa, I said it right, I think. In the Aespa music video, they have this, like, and I can't show you because you can't see me, but think how, like, Black Widow falls and gets up. Like, that's what they're doing. Like, they're like, it's like one leg out and you're on the floor, and that's what I did. So
that is basically what you did.
Mama. Oh, okay. Anyways, the next song is Cosmic
by Red Velvet. Shout out Lily.
Shout out Lily. I've been on my girl group stuff recently. It's that's what happens when you live with Lily J. Shanahan. Yeah. It really gets to you, honestly. And I think I've watched music to this song like 50 times.
Probably.
In the past like week. Let's hit up the Cosmic. Let's go.
Let's get Cosmic.
No, it's not.
Oh.
West side, east side, didn't know where to go.
It just knows.
By the way, you are from Korea, but okay. West side, east side, didn't know where to go. It's okay, though.
Who's saying that?
One of them.
One of them.
It's like the era of like K-pop where like you know that is it Paldo? It's one of the early like BTS songs, and they say like West Side, like yeah. West Side. You are from Korea. Like, I don't know what you mean by that. You're from Korea. So yeah, it wasn't in that time. It was a little after that, but they don't say that this part in the concert though. Like,
okay.
When I saw them perform it live last year, they did not say what West Side, East Side. Puma.
Oh, it was Puma.
Gets my fan. I love guys. Only, yeah, I oh my god, I have to watch it.
Puma. Only a little bit.
Well, you better start studying. Wait, it's not on the set list.
Oh.
It's not. I don't think it is. It should be. We have to watch a music video when we get upstairs. That's really formative to me.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Things to watch when we get upstairs. That music video. Play a song game. You show me that video you're talking about.
Exactly.
There's many things to do.
Music video night.
Music video. Music.
And that's just every night.
Music video night. It's literally just like whenever we're all in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to do nothing today. I'm so excited. Oh, guys, I've been so busy. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait to sit home and do nothing. Cosmic is... Did we hear that? That was scary. Yeah, Cosmic, I'm actually obsessed with that song, and I haven't been able to stop doing, like, there's one move where they kind of, like, move their arms back, and they do, like, a little, like, jump with it. Again, mm-hmm. You cannot see me in the studio, but I am doing it. But, yeah, I can't stop doing that. I can't stop thinking about the song. I've really been on my girl group stuff. Everyone's tap into Red Velvet, honestly.
Quickly.
Everyone's tapping into Red Velvet now, because if you aren't, you're flopping, actually. And, yeah. And I think that also, like, no, that's it.
No, that's it.
Tap into Solgi.
Your
baby, not baby.
Thank God for Lily.
Thank God for Lily J. Shanahan.
That's like the top of my song every day. Like, I don't know what song to listen to, Baby Not Baby is going on.
It's so good. I literally was thinking about it all day today. I really want to do the... Lily, y'all. Lily, teach Baby Not Baby.
Please.
Lily, y'all. I don't even care if no one wants to learn it. I do.
Sorry.
I'm being... No, I really like that. That was great.
Thanks.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like my mouth is on this microphone right now.
Well, that's why, like, I'm the furthest away from you.
I'm so, it's really intimate. Like, I'm really up and close and personal.
I'm up against the wall trying to get away from it right now.
This is so, like, this is our attachment style. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm codependent moth and you're not codependent moth.
To the microphone.
Codependent to everything, actually.
Apparently.
And my codependency knows no bounds, actually.
Also, I'm so glad I can see you right now.
I know. I love seeing you.
Last semester, I couldn't see you. And I think it's just because the mic was in front of me and I just never moved it. Like, I fully could have moved it and seen your face, but no.
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 Well, now we're holding really hard eye contact the whole time. It looks like we're just having a conversation. Me and Maddie are eye contact warriors in this studio right now. But anyways, the next song, we are 30 minutes into the 2-hour show. I'll do some check-in. If you want to call in, our number is 607-436-2711. That is 607-436-2711.
Caden, call in. Call in, Caden.
If you call in, I can't promise I won't get scared, but like, but yeah, so if you heard that number, if you didn't,
well, yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
You hit my house to the ground. My family's dead. What do I do? Anyways, the next song is I love Faye Webster. I hate this album cover because it looks gross, but, like, I love this album.
I only know a few of their songs.
Johnny.
Oh.
Were you ready too, Johnny? This just hurts me, too. I don't think I can, like, say a bunch of lyrics from off the top of my head, though.
No, not from that song.
Dream of a Baseball Player. This album's good. I liked the Atlanta Millionaires Club. You remember that video of her and Lil Yachty? Was that her? Faye Webster fans, tap in. Was that her and Lil Yachty? Or did I imagine that?
Maybe imagined it.
Johnny. Oh, the right side of my neck.
Caden just said, I heard, but I don't remember the number.
Ah, sorry, Caden.
You missed your chance.
You missed your chance. I'll bring it up in a few. Never mind. I'm not going to go through with that joke. It doesn't matter. Okay, so this Hurts Me Too by Faye Webster. Everyone, yay, tune in. Let's freaking do it.
She's tired of my sad songs, but loving you has only made me cry twice or so. The day that I said I loved you, you didn't say it in return. just close my eyes and pretend like I didn't see.
My nails almost did not let me turn on. Oh, wait, something's gonna start playing.
Whoa.
I stopped it.
Wow, just like Spider-Man.
Some would say. That's it. Some would say. Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so.
That was really good. I actually, isn't that Weezer?
Yes.
I saw Weezer live. Fun fact.
You saw Weezer live?
Yeah.
When?
I went to the Hella Mega Tour back in 2022. I was blonde.
Oh my god, you were blonde.
I was blonde, though. Back in 2022, I think, because... No. 2021.
Oh.
Because it was before I started high school. No.
What? That's crazy. You did not start high school in...
Unk. Okay.
Hey, that's sick.
I graduated middle school in 2020.
Stop.
Doom.
That.
Doom.
Doom. And, like, I just got flashbanged. So...
Me and I'm... You're living with a youngster.
You're the...
What do you have to say about that?
Congratulations.
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 I think it was 2021. I went with my friend Sandra. Shout out Sandra. I know she's not listening, but I love you. But we went... Follow-up was supposed to be there too, but they got COVID, and so they couldn't perform. It made me really sad. But I loved seeing Weezer, and I saw the Interrupteers, and they're really good. She's a match. Kerosene. It's K-E-R-E-O-S. I don't want to talk about it.
What?
Anyways, so it was really good, and I saw Weezer, and they sang Say It Ain't So. They sang Sweater. You Can Wear My Sweatshirt.
Jake Ricky Sartorius. Montgomery sang one of their songs.
Really?
That doesn't.
Well, everyone kept singing the one Fall Out Boy song. That's what's that one really popular Fall Out Boy song? Just think. everyone, lock in,
guys. Comment down below.
What that one Fall Out Boy song is. I literally don't remember.
Fall Out Boy song.
Oh my god! I almost started singing Dear Sputnik. Also, I have
some.
What does it sound like? You will remember me. Is that for yes. Century?
Yeah.
Was it that one? I don't think it was that one.
Sugar, We're Going Down.
It was that one. Every down, single down, artist down, at that damn me. Concert sang that. Weezer, oh my god, and Green Day came out and I fell in love with Billy Joe Armstrong. Is that him? Is that his name? Wait, am I wrong?
No, wait.
Is it Billy Joe? It's not Billy Joe Armstrong.
That's like Billy something.
Wait, what?
It's like Billy something Armstrong.
Is it not Billy Joe Armstrong? I feel like it is. Guys, am I right? And not like, oh my god, in love, but like obsessed. Not like in love, guys. He's kind of old. That'd be weird.
Billy Joe Armstrong!
I'm right, right?
You're right!
Oh, I'm goated, guys. I'm literally goated. Oh my god. I saw that man come out and I was like, I'm obsessed with him. Like, I love him. Ow. But yeah, that was that. And I saw Weezer and I saw Sadie's eyes. They sang Baked Beans or whatever.
Baked Beans?
What's that Baked Beans song they got?
I Wake Up, I Bake That Potato. Do you know that song?
Hey, what was that?
Gentle. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
No.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
What did you say? Oh, that your dad thought was really funny.
Never hard feelings.
Never hard feelings
in this studio. Never hard feelings between me and Maddie. I love them to death. Yeah, shout out to the family who's listening. Shout out to Dad, Mom, Jacob.
Shout out. I can't wait to meet you
Ray.
Guys.
Hey, Ray. Miss you, Ray. Gotta come over. Gonna come to Pennsylvania at some point. Maybe one day. Gonna see. Missing Lisa. Missing both of you. But yeah, family weekend soon. Can't wait. Me and Maddie are gonna be back in 2 weeks, actually. Yeah. So get ready. Maddie will be active in Brooklyn.
I'll be in New York City. Guys.
New York City. Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, Williamsburg. And you're going to be on the M train because I'm going to make you get on there.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to put you on the train. I'm so excited.
Happy Clark.
I can't have that kid feeling. How old are you? 25? Right. I can't be a kid. I can't have that kid feeling. Y'all want to know who I pick? All right. I pick Clark.
I can't wait to meet Barkley.
Barkley. He's such a freak. I love him. I miss him. He's going to freak out when he meets you. Like, he's going to, like, do flips and he might pee on the floor. He, like, pees. Like, when he gets... Like, when you
come... Skylar. Cops, that's my dog.
Skylar pees? Oh, my God. Thank God.
He's just a brat, though.
Sky.
He'll pee over any inconvenience. You don't say hi to him, he's going to pee. You say hi to him, he's still going to pee.
Me, like, when I'm mad, so I pee? Yo, low-key mad right now, I'm going to pee. Like, I'm going to pee, bro. Yeah, Barkley, so, like, literally, when you come upstairs, like, you cannot pet him. Because he'll, like, pee everywhere. So you have to, like, wait, like, 5 minutes till he, like, realizes he knows who you are. And then, like, you can, like... Can anyone hear me? Guys, comment down in the chat if you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Maddie's covering her ears.
Over the headphones, by the way.
So apparently they hate me, but okay.
No. No hard feelings.
Never hard feelings.
Never hard feelings.
I'm trying to, like, rearrange this because I'm, like... scared me. Oh my God, did that count as... I hope that didn't count as dead air. We were just looking at each other for a second. Okay.
I don't think that was longer than 6 seconds. So
6-7.
Put it to rest.
I'm sorry y'all. Lexi just sent, "We can hear you, Barkley pees." That is true. Barkley be peeing. And I was blonde in 2020 too.
And you were blonde.
And I was blonde and we were in Brooklyn. And
hey, and coincidentally, I was also blonde in 2020.
You've been blonde. And I was channeling you, and that was... It's fate that we met
exactly.
each other. It was fate because I was blonde, and I was just looking for my real blonde.
The real blonde.
My real blonde to stick
fake
by my side.
Fake blonders when the real blonde shows up.
Fake blonders when the real blonde... And that's when the real blonde... Oh, actually, I stopped being blonde in 2022. I dyed my hair pink after. Mm. Back to my roots, of course, because I was born with pink hair.
I think in 2022, I dyed my hair black underneath. Mm. That might have been... I think 2022.
Low-key Hispanic baiting.
What?
I'm not gonna expand on that.
What? Okay.
Say it ain't so.
Play the next song.
Anyways, the next song is "I Hope to Be Around by Men I Trust." I love Men I Trust. I wish I went to go see them in concert, but I didn't. They were just in Brooklyn not so long ago, or New York.
I really like their song "Lauren."
Shout out Lauren. Oh, my diva, my high point diva. Love her. Diva. My high point diva. Miss you, queen. I Hope to Be Around is really good. Of course, Show Me How. That's the classic. Show me how. That song is so you. Your hands are always cold.
They are.
Tell me why your hands are cold.
I don't understand that lyric. What is that supposed to mean, by the way?
Let's dive into that word bar. They go, show me how. Tell me why. Show me how. I don't know. I'm turning around. I'm having visions of you.
Are they dead?
Maybe. I think it's because it's about like them like liking. Let's hear. Let's lock into this lyric, guys. Let's all listen to this. Show me how. For
your
a second.
Hands are cold. Caden said, "Shout out Emma."
Oh, it's so loud.
Oh my God.
Wait, guys. Hold on. Wait, I'm cooking. Where is this lyric? Did I imagine this?
No. It's in there. It's just further down.
Oh. Show me how you smile. Show me how you smile. That goes, tell me why your hands are cold. Show me how. I'm turning around. I'm having visions of you. But then I understand the friend I'm dreaming of is far away. But I'm here. It could be. Someone could be dead. I thought it was like a... I thought maybe it's just like a... Their hands are cold. It's like a... metaphor for being detached. Maybe like they're detached from this, from like the person singing. Like,
see, now I just have bad circulation, so
that is true, because Maddie's always cold, and when Maddie's warm I get scared. When you're like, oh my God, I'm warm, I'm like, oh my God, are you gonna die? Like, are you sick and deathly? And thank God you're not.
And thank God I'm
thank
not.
God thank God you're not. But yeah, I think that was interesting. All right, but this is another song, Men I Trust. They're really good. I really like them. And this is going to be I Hope to Be Around. So I hope you guys, I hope you stick around to listen to the rest of my show. But I'm... So I heard through the grapevine.
Sorry.
Wow, we just peaked the mic so bad. I'm so sorry,
guys.
I heard through the grapevine that we could not be heard when we were playing Show Me Out. But I wasn't saying anything super important. I was just like reading the lyric and pointing it out.
Yeah, it's okay.
But we learned. I hope you heard my breakdown after that. I think it's being detached. Could be about someone being dead, gone.
Time.
My love is gone.
I don't know that song.
My Love Is Gone, Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah. Sorry.
Gone, thank you.
Sorry. Guys. I only know his most popular songs.
I'm sorry.
Guys, Polaro's listening.
Who?
Chris.
Chris! Oh, my God. I haven't met Chris.
This is my boss. My second boss.
Oh, Chris, not friend. Your dad's friend. Chris, yes, your dad's friend. Yeah,
my dad
Chris,
has, like, three Chris
Dominic's
friends.
Best friend, of course.
Jeez.
Yes. I do. I haven't met Chris. I didn't meet Chris when I was at your house. But
no, he works at... the speakeasy
So when are we pulling up?
Probably whenever you come to my house.
Should we pull up Chris? Put it down in the chat.
Put it in the chat.
Okay, the next song is another recommendation from the Maddie B. Is Them Changes by Thundercat. I'm really excited to hear this. Actually,
I definitely heard this artist, but I
could not, like, when we were like writing down the songs you wanted to play on air, I could not find it for anything for some reason. So I'm really excited to hear this. That was weird. Yeah, we're almost an hour in, so we're going to have to cut off for some special messages soon. But don't worry, baby. There's still a whole nother hour. There's still another hour.
Oh, God.
So, hello? Can this show up?
Feel like a brand new person. I know that song. But you still make the same old mess. I don't care. I'm in love. Stop before it's too late.
Did you like that?
No, I loved it. I loved it.
I'm really glad. Me typing ASMR.
That's what I was... Wait.
And I know...
Where's the thing? Wait.
Ooh.
Do you not like that?
No, I liked it. You can do it again.
I did the I don't have my bag on me. The zipper one last time.
I can hit you with the... Hold on.
Is this...
it's picking up the audio. A little bit.
I'm glad. Oh, don't do that.
Did you not like that?
Do not come to my town.
Wait.
It doesn't sound right this time. it's too, like, the range is too, like, close.
I think the studio makes me delirious.
Probably.
Probably
should. They're pumping gases in here.
I think they're low-key pumping yellow telly. Oh, my God. Wait, guys. Last year, me and the gang went to Yellow Deli, and we got... Okay, first of all, we walk in. This guy, very frightening, may I add, is like, welcome in. And we're like... He basically is like, welcome in. Do you want us at the top, right?
He puts us at the highest
seat. The highest table ever, right? So we're like... I don't know how many of you have been to Yellow Deli, but the layout is that there's, like, the deli, of course, and there's an underside. But we're, like, in the deli part, but we're, like, up. Like, we're like Princess Locked in the Tower, like Fiona. Mm-hmm. Like Fiona Shrek. And so.
It's me, Fiona.
It's me, Fiona.
I can't go that deep. I'm sorry.
That deep?
Well, in that part, one goes high, one goes low.
Are you? Me. Oh, okay. I'll be deep. Try again.
No.
Try. Dun. Okay, guys, I can't distract it. Okay. So, me when I distract myself and I say I can't distract it. So we're at the top, upmost level. And we actually had the evil Yellow Deli visit of evilness, and I still want to go back so bad because that was a really good sandwich. But we get there, and all of a sudden, they start spraying out, like, chemicals.
Not really, guys. Not really.
What? Oh, I got really scared. Never mind. But they start spraying out these chemicals. But it's not actually chemicals.
No, not really.
It's like, I think it was, it might have been, like, it kind of reminded me of those little Febreze air things that it kind of, like, spits out Febreze sometimes. The thing you have in your basement, actually.
I can't believe you remember that, by the way.
Because it was, I slept in the, oh my gosh, sleeping in the basement. It was me and Lily sharing a bed, and it was on, and on would snore, and I remember hearing on snoring plus, like, the Febreze thing. It was like, oh, where am I? Anyways, so yeah, that starts spraying, and we're like, what is that? And then we are actually getting delirious. Like, we're like, we're laughing, we're freaking out. And our waitress is, like, genuinely, like, insane. Like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but, like, she was insane.
She just wasn't there.
She wasn't there. She, like, what was it? What happened? Maddie, like, ordered something.
Everybody the wrong check.
She gave everyone the wrong check. And I remember when she got my change wrong. And I was like, why is this like this? And she was like, give me a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't play in my face. Like, where's my money? Like, don't play with me. And so she we literally had to send Ryan down there to get her. Because she would not come back upstairs to take care of us. And we quite literally were like, we have to get out of here. Like, I was scared.
We gotta go.
I know.
Yeah, that.
So that literally is how it felt, actually. So yeah, that was my Yellow Deli trip of evilness.
But I'm still gonna go back. So.
And I can't wait to go back. Can we go back? Great song, by the way. Next song is Thumb Change by Thundercat. Let's freaking do it, guys. We talked for so long. We have to. Whatever. Nobody move. It's 3:59 o'clock. No. Don't turn off that dial. You're currently listening to Miscellaneous Music, and we have some special messages for you all. So, see you in a few minutes, and take these messages with you as you... Don't turn the dial. I'll be back in, like, 5 minutes, please. All right, let's go.
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9.